Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of K.
Are you using your time wisely? Is this something that you feel like you're still struggling with? Perhaps you're feeling overwhelmed, and it's a new year, so you're likely goal setting. Well, my guest today can help and help you with time. She's known as the goddess of time. Taryn Sartler of Brookfield is on the phone with me right now to talk about her company, TikTok. It's about time. Thanks for being here, Taryn.
Thank you for having me, Elizabeth. I'm excited to join you today.
Well, I'm thrilled to have been put in contact with you. You are an inaugural member of No Women Milwaukee, which is a book that was put out last year with all these women that are working on some awesome businesses and doing great things in the community. And your business stood out because time is something that can be in your favor, and sometimes I feel like it can be the enemy. But what do you do particularly for people when it comes to helping them with time management?
Sure. I actually teach people how to take their time back. We really work on the habits and mindset around controlling ourselves within the time that we have. And I think that's where a lot of people get distracted, is the overwhelm, the whirlwind of the day, all of the things on the to-do list, when if we sit back and we predetermine what our day is going to look like, we can find so many hours we didn't know we had.
How do you do that, though? When you meet with someone, what is that process like?
It's really interesting, and there is a process. What we start out doing is sitting down and going over everything that individual does in a day, a week, a month, a year to make their world turn. And I mean personally, professionally, walking the dog, how often they're driving, if they have kids at home, what they're doing, what the school schedules are, concert schedules. We get it all down on paper. Then we organize priorities. We set goals. And I get in the throes with them and help them figure out a schedule, an ideal calendar that focuses on the priorities, sets boundaries, and makes sure they get everything done.
How did you get into this?
Really, Elizabeth, by necessity. So quick backstory for you. I have two children myself. They're now grown, 25 and 21 years old. But we last saw my ex-husband when my daughter was 8 weeks old.
Wow.
And so that made our story very different. I don't say more difficult, because there are a lot of challenging stories out there, just very different. So our family unit was three, but that also meant no financial support, no second driver, no other parent in the household. And I wanted to find a career that was fulfilling, so I started in outside sales and then went self-employed and realized really, really quickly that my children were still young. The one thing I needed to do in order to be present as the mom that my children deserved me to be, as well as successful and put food on the table, was to master my calendar.
For sure, because it all fell on you.
Right, right.
What was the biggest challenge? Because you had young kids.
And I did.
When it comes to kids, well, life in general, let's just be real, things come up. You may have a schedule, but you have to still be flexible in there. How do you handle that?
Right. So actually, one of my favorite time tips is to tell people to build flex time into their day. And it comes from the morning, the kids are off at school, you're just getting to the office, or nowadays, you know, working from home, and you get a call from the kids, Mom, it was my turn to bring snacks to choir today.
Yes.
And you have to drop everything, right? So building flex time into your day is kind of like your shocks and struts in a car. You're driving down the road and you hit a big bump, and that's what keeps your car from slamming to the ground and getting damaged. Building flex time into your day does just that for your schedule.
That's amazing. Yeah, and it's smart to do, because I imagine you can move the flex time in most cases. Maybe you,
so you
can kind of sprinkle it in. It's sort of like if you think about budgeting with money. If you have a little bit extra, you can make that extra trip to Starbucks and get that extra coffee. So if you have a little bit of extra time, you
can
use it how you wish. But do you, are you someone that you have your calendar set when you wake up all day? I mean, is that Monday through Friday, or is that every day of the week? Do your Sundays have these calendars and schedules too?
No, not unless there's something going on. If we're volunteering or hanging out with friends, you know, then the schedule is important. But I truly believe in self-care. Self-care, you cannot serve from an empty vessel. And so you need that downtime. And I do schedule that in, believe it or not. I hold it as an appointment to myself, and I encourage others to do the same. And I'm rigid when there are things in my schedule to make sure that I'm on time for clients, that I'm making phone calls to drive my business forward. And all of those tasks are scheduled in. But flex time, self-care, those can be flexible. I just make sure they happen consistently.
This makes so much sense. And you're making it sound really easy and achievable, by the way, which is
sometimes
nice.
Sometimes you just need an outside set of eyes to take a look at everything and help you overcome that overwhelm.
What advice can you give our listeners that are feeling overwhelmed right now with everything on their plate, especially because we're still in a really unpredictable time, even though we're in
right.
a new year?
Right. So, great question. I would say three things. One, stick to a schedule. Children crave boundaries. We crave boundaries. There are studies to show that dogs are more well-behaved if you walk them every day, and even more so if you walk them at the same time every day. It's the same with human nature. We want to set boundaries. So sticking to that schedule, getting up, getting ready for the day, and pre-planning, knowing what's on your schedule today, knowing that yesterday. So that would be advice number one, sticking to the boundaries. So scheduling in self-care, holding appointments with yourself is advice number two, because some of the overwhelm comes from not being able to say no. And it is okay when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we know we have a lot on our plate, to say no. And there's actually a great book called Your Best Yes that I recommend people read.
Oh, I'm writing this down. Your Best Yes.
It talks a little bit about the mindset around always wanting to please others. We put so much pressure on ourselves to take care of other people.
Yeah.
But if we burn out, we're not taking care of anybody successfully. We need to take care of ourselves. So one trick I give people is if, you know, you're at the end of the day, you wanted to stop working at 5, but you have this never-ending email inbox and you just want to tackle it before tomorrow, and you decide you were going to go to the gym or you were going to go to dinner with friends, but you're now running late because you wanted to tackle these emails. No, shut it down. You had an appointment with yourself. If you had a client meeting at 5 o'clock, you wouldn't ask them to wait on you so that you could finish these emails. So don't make yourself wait either.
Very true. Everything that you're talking about, I know I'm guilty of doing. I've done that before, but you're right. Treat your appointment. Let's say it's the gym. Treat that as, if I'm hearing you correctly, as being just as important as the really important proposal or email you had to do for your company.
Hands down.
Like,
you've got it.
You've got to just treat them like they're both just as important.
Exactly right. Yep. And then the third piece of advice would be to give yourself grace. Again, it's the pressure we put on ourselves. If you don't remember that we're human, we make mistakes. I can't promise you'll never be late again when you start working with the program and teaching yourself habits, right? It just happens. But give yourself grace. We put more pressure on ourselves than other people do. And half of the time when we make an error, most people don't notice. We're just beating ourselves up.
Yeah, that is accurate, Taryn. This is fantastic information. What does it look like when someone works with you? Is this, they set up one appointment, or do you check in with them 6 months later? What is a program with you?
I have a couple of different ways that I can work with people. I host monthly accountability programs it's basically the Take Back Your Time workshop. It's live online, it's interactive, and it's a group setting where we get together and we mastermind the major time challenges of everybody in the seats on that day. But then I literally go through the time management habits, disciplines, give them ideas on systems and tools, all in an hour and a half interactive workshop. For people who want to take it a step further, who want that hand-holding, there is a program I call Overcoming Overwhelm, which does just that, and it's in a group setting or one-on-one. It starts out with an 8-week commitment, which is great because it doesn't seem like there's no end in sight with that either, and we do more individual consulting and help them take back their time.
This is great. And if you want to connect with Taryn, we're going to link everything up at 991themix.com. But her website is tiktokitstime.com. Or you can find her on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, under Calendar Guru. What is your favorite time tip, Taryn?
So we talked a little bit about flex time. That's a really good one. I would say my favorite time tip, and it actually is the premise of the name of the company, is using a ticking timer. So we get into work, we're at home, we're working on items I call busy work, those necessities, but they're the items in the middle of your day that take you down that rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. Whether it's you're working on social media for work, and the next thing you know, you're looking at all of your personal friends' pages.
Oh, my gosh,
pages.
Taryn, are you speaking directly to me? Because I feel like you are telling me, I say that all the time, and I don't mean to cut you off, but that is something I know that I struggle with, because my job in radio, in the media, is to be on social media all the time.
Sure.
And it is such a distraction sometimes, because things pop up. I see things, and then I'm sitting there on Facebook forgetting, what was I even doing on here? What was I supposed to be doing?
And that's exactly it.
What do you do? So you have the ticking timer, you said?
Yes. So I actually have on my desk just a kitchen egg timer. And the timer has to tick. There's one on my phone. I have an Android called Kitchen Timer Plus. It looks like a kitchen timer. It ticks like a kitchen timer. So if I'm doing something where I'm working on that busy work, it does two things for you. So one, that ticking, although annoying, it keeps you focused, and your brain will psychologically race against the clock, and you'll be more productive in the time that you have scheduled on whatever that busy work is. The second thing it does is it brings you back to focus. So your brain's going to want to drone out that ticking, right? It's not something we want to hear. So you're on social media, you're looking at your friend's post, and whoops, now you're looking at a cat video, and then the next video. And then that ticking comes back to focus, which brings you back to focus, and you go, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be working right now. Let me get back to it.
That's amazing and very logical. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. But think about, too, I had a moment here when you were talking about like that ticking. How productive are so many of us when it comes to cleaning our house when we know company's coming over at 1 p.m.?
Yes.
Like, that's sort of what you're doing here with that psychology of you have a limited time to put all that stuff in the closet and clean up your countertops and get the house in order because you know you have a deadline.
Exactly right. You know that the clock is going to stop ticking and you want to be done by the time it does. Hands down, that's a perfect analogy to use.
It just made me think of that. That really is what it felt like when you were talking about that example. And what a gift to people, the gift of time. Because do you find with your clients, they have all this extra time they didn't even know they had after they get organized?
They do. And I tell people, my sort of tagline is, I teach people how to get more done in 20 hours a week than they've been doing in 40. And it's really not that everybody finds an extra 20 hours, but 5 to 10, usually quite easily.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the phone I have, the Apple phone. It's so nice to tell you how many hours you've been on it. And some weeks it's daunting. I know I have to do a lot of it for work, but sometimes I know it's not work. It's just that there's not a whole lot going on these days, and you're just kind of scrolling through and looking at pictures, but that time could be better used. We have the same amount of hours in the day as Beyonce, right? So we all could be like Beyonce.
I wish I could sing like her.
Exactly. Well, this has been really, really helpful, Taryn. Thank you so much for talking today with all of us. Great information to start a new year, too, to get people into new habits. And do you work with companies or individuals?
I do actually both. So I will work with teams. Sales teams, real estate teams, financial advising teams, companies that have a sales force that they want to be productive during the day, and they feel like maybe if they were just a little more productive, we could bring in more revenue. Mm-hmm. I teach them to the managers then how to help these people be more successful, and it helps with retention. It helps with revenue. It is actually a really good program that way as well. Thank you for asking.
Well, and I think about people that are working from home. I know that was definitely a struggle for a lot of my friends that have kids and they're juggling virtual learning. They also know they have the laundry in the other room and now they're doing their job and they almost put more on their plate because they were home. And that's something a lot of people are maybe still trying to work through. So reach out to Taryn. She is the goddess of time. Such easy, digestible information that you've given us today. If people want to get maybe like weekly updates from you, you can do that through your website, right?
Correct. All they have to do is go out to the website. A pop-up will appear asking them if they want our monthly time tips and more information, and it will get them right on our email list.
Well, I asked it because I just signed up for it.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to connecting further.
Yes, thank you so much, Taryn. Again, we'll link everything up at 991themix.com. TikTok, it's time. It really is. It's time to get your time under control. Thank you. Happy New Year. And I look forward to working with you again.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Happy New Year to you as well.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.